This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. This past spring, Aspen City Council approved a new ordinance that regulates outdoor water use. Elizabeth Stewart Severy has been reporting on what this means for local homeowners and landscape architects. So remind us quickly what this ordinance requires.
Basically, it sets a maximum amount of water that can be used for landscaping, specifically 7.5 gallons per square foot of landscaped outdoor space per season. It also means there will be another step in the city's design review process, and then it also sets guidelines for maintaining and managing irrigation systems.
So will we still see sprawling green grass lawns?
Well, yeah, certainly the city is not asking that people move away from grass, but they are asking that there's a balance in the types of plantings.
So who will be most affected by this new ordinance? And is this retroactive? Do people have to change the landscaping that they already have?
It's not retroactive. It applies to new construction, and you might have to bear with me with some of these numbers and details, but it applies to any landscaping projects that disturb an area larger than 1,000 square feet or more than a quarter of the total site. It also applies to anybody who's doing a major interior remodel where work demolishes more than 50% of the entire standing structure. And then once you've hit one of those criteria and you're on the city water utility, regardless of whether or not you live in city limits, it applies. So if you think about people who live on Red Mountain or in Five Trees up by Highlands, those are not within the city limits, but they do use city water, and projects there that meet those other criteria would have to abide by this new landscaping ordinance.
Why is this a focus for Aspen?
Well, it really is intended to conserve water because over 60% of water used in Aspen goes to landscaping, even though irrigation really only happens for at most a quarter of the year. And the amount of water that will be conserved is not really totally clear. Most new landscaping projects now are designed at about 8.5 gallons per square foot. So it'll save a gallon per square foot. But the big water conservation could come from major upgrades to outdated irrigation systems.
How will Aspen be sure that people are actually only using the allotted amount?
Well, for now, they won't. The goal in the first year is to set the standards for design. And city staff is working on figuring out how to monitor or enforce the actual use. That's a challenge, too, because experts tell me that design, what you plant and such, only accounts for about a third of wasted water. The other two-thirds come from things like people might have smart irrigation systems, but they turn them off within just a few weeks of having them installed, or maintenance is a problem too. So even a couple days of a broken sprinkler head can lead to huge amounts of wasted water. And the city is also working to figure out what to do with its own parks and properties.
Okay, thanks, Elizabeth.
My pleasure.
That's Elizabeth Stewart Severy, our environment reporter. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.